Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, podcast and content coach, Passage to Profit co-host, and CMO at Gearhart Law.
That's a big list. Well, welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys. And now it is time for intellectual property news. Today's intellectual property news takes us to Capitol Hill, where Gene Simmons of the rock band Kiss walked into a Senate hearing and without a single drop of face paint, managed to rock the entire room anyway. So the issue is the American Music Fairness Act. And we've got a couple of radio folks here on the show today. So this may be of interest. And the question is, should the people whose voices we hear on the radio be paid when their songs are played? So you kind of think, well, aren't they paid? Well, it turns out that they're not. Right now, they're making $0, and the American Music Fairness Act seeks to change that.
And the hearing also revealed something very wild. When it comes to paying the people that are actually singing the songs on the radio for the radio play, the U.S. is in the same category as Iran, North Korea, and Cuba. So, strange there.
So when your IP strategy aligns with North Korea, you're in pretty bad shape. So anyway, Gene Simmons pointed out that everybody gets paid when there's a hit song, the radio station, the advertisers, the DJ, and even, according to him, the plumber fixing the station bathroom. But Bing Crosby singing White Christmas and Elvis and Whitney Houston, none of them get paid.
Because they're all dead.
Well, these were the names he brought up. And there's more to it than that.
But there was a radio broadcaster there, Henry Hinton, and he said local stations are struggling and even a small royalty could hurt their ability to broadcast local football games.
Small radio stations are always struggling, though.
They're always struggling. But really, if you sing a song that they're playing over and over again, Jim's shaking his head no. He doesn't think they're struggling.
I know a lot of individual radio station owners that are making $1 million a year.
Okay, well, that's so struggling.
I think
well, for me, it is. You know, I spend just that on caviar, but of course, yeah. No. A lot of my station owners are doing very, very, very well. I think
so
the smaller the
it.
Station you are, like if you're in Topeka or places like that, that local advertising market has not died. Those local pizzerias still need new customers.
And really, if you're singing a song, shouldn't you get paid for it? Yes. Okay, Jim.
The problem is now is that content is free. That's changed everything. You used to have to pay. The radio station had to pay. They still do. But now I'm giving them content for free, and Joe will give them content for free, and Nicola will give them content for free, because there's thousands of us podcasters that will want any distribution. And if you called me up and said, you know, we'll do it for free. And so content now, the cost of their product is going to zero.
Well, and the other part of it, too, was that the radio station bargain was that you got exposure, right? So you got your song played and then people would go buy records and they'd go to your concerts. But that's not so big a deal anymore because people are getting their music from all sorts of different sources besides the radio, right? So that argument doesn't hold up.
This is an issue, I think, not just for radio stations, but for AI in general, taking content that is going to be in the courts for a while now. So we'll see how it all plays out, right?
Well, we'll keep you updated. We'll let you know if Gene Simmons has any more wise remarks on this subject. And this act will go to Congress and could fall into the congressional black hole, or it could get passed. So we'll keep you informed.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show
appearing on 40 stations across the U.S. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by Feedspot Podcasters database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.